It can be hard to know how to bring ourselves fully to God. It can be tempting to try to say the right things instead of the truthful things. But God invites you to come to Him just as you are. He invites us to trust His love, mercy, tenderness, faithfulness, and care for us. As we enter into this time, consider these verses. Psalm 51, verse 6 says, "He delights in truth in the inmost being." 1 John 3:1 says, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, for that is what we are." Luke 12, verses 6 and 7 says, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs on your head are counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." We often hold ourselves tensely, ready to do battle, ready to protect or defend ourselves. But with the Lord, we can truly rest. He is our safe place. You can trust our Heavenly Father to be your shield and your defender. No one can harm you here. Breathe deeply. In the loving presence of our God, remember and reflect on your life this past day. James 1, verse 17 says, "All good things come from our Father in heaven." So take some time to name the things that you are thankful for, the things that God has provided for you. Maybe it's your morning coffee. Maybe it's the furnace in your house or the food in your fridge. It could be a relationship that you're grateful for or the clothes on your back. Maybe it's just the simple fact that you have another day ahead, filled with possibilities and opportunities to see and receive God in a new way. Ask yourself, in the past day, were there times where you recognized God's presence? When did you feel distressed, misunderstood, alone? Talk to God about those moments. He was there with you. When did you feel hopeful, encouraged, loved? In those moments, God was there. Over the past day, did you cry out to the Lord? In joy? In sorrow? How did He respond? Did you notice it? Or are you still waiting for a response? In all of those moments, God was and is with you. What narratives are you believing about yourself, about others, about your calling and purpose? Are they true? Are they helpful? Are they the things that God would say to you? God is still speaking, and He's speaking to you. Thank you. Were there times the past day when God called to you and you turned away? Are there areas in your life that need to be cleaned, healed, or cleared from your life? Take some time to confess those things to God. John 15 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. Remember that God prunes branches that do not produce fruit, and those that do. In this season, God is pruning you, the good and the bad, to transform you into his likeness. All he asks is for you to abide with and in him. Remember that God is merciful, gracious, and loving, and that forgiveness is already yours. You can look to the future and step into God's calling all over again. Think about tomorrow and consider how you might respond differently than you did today. What are you longing for from God? Take some time to listen and consider what may lay ahead tomorrow. As we close, consider the ancient prayer of Ignatius. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own. Whatever I have or hold, you have given me. I return it all to you and surrender it wholly to be governed by your will. Give me only your love and your grace, and that I am rich enough to ask for nothing more. Amen.